Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Wednesday, April 10th. Here is what we are covering. In a recent prediction, tech entrepreneur Elon Musk has suggested that superhuman AI could surpass human intelligence as early as next year. Reiterating his frequent calls for proactive regulation of AI, Musk expressed concern over potentially irreversible implications. However, several experts dispute this timeline, citing substantial roadblocks in achieving artificial superintelligence within such a short period. Cruise, the autonomous vehicle-making company, is resuming robo-taxi tests in Phoenix, Arizona, with no passengers and humans behind the wheel, following previous incidents in California where a self-driving car ran over a pedestrian and another collided with a fire truck. These mishaps led to a ban in California, company-wide software updates, workforce layoffs, and leadership changes, including the departure of co-founder and CEO, Kyle Vogt. As they aim to gather more road data to enhance their machine learning model, Cruise faces the challenge of proving its driverless cars are road-ready while meeting the yet undisclosed solution for reinstating its suspended permits by the California Department of Motor Vehicles. YouTube has launched several new shopping features, including Shopping Collections, which allows creators to curate products into a virtual store on the platform. Another feature, Affiliate Hub, aids in planning shoppable videos by providing a list of shopping partners, commission rates, promo codes, and product sample offers. They've also introduced a tagging feature to cross-reference products and merchandise across various videos, aimed at generating more revenue from older content. According to recent data, Google and Facebook continue to lead as the largest traffic referrers on the internet. Interestingly, the balance of power is shifting with Google steadily surpassing Facebook, accounting for a larger share of website referral traffic in recent years. Even social media platforms like Pinterest and Twitter are staking their claim, showing significant growth as traffic referrers. OpenAI has announced the general availability of GPT-4 Turbo with Vision through its API, a revolutionary development in its line of models. The cutting-edge technology is anticipated to maintain OpenAI's competitive status in the race for intelligence breakthroughs. As enthusiasts around the globe eagerly anticipate the unveiling of the next language learning model, the new expansion is set to keep the momentum high.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.